feminine party. To weed out the present sexual bestiality in full is not so much for the community leaned on the feminine party. However, hoping to eradicate the oldest profession practiced only with the help of female security guards would be deluding oneself. Fortunately, the feminine party's mission isn't essentially destructive, but constructive, which solves the problem. One Roman figure, a major historic event. We want to insist. The establishment of the feminine party alone consecrates the escape of humanity away from social prehistory. Indeed, the feminine party is the decisive and solemn matriarchal correction of husbandarchy. Let us note that. 1. Prehistoric matriarchy was materist, kindred, traditional. Prehistoric husbandarchy was spiritist, bourgeois, civilized. Both systems were identical opposites, mutually exclusive, incompatible. 2. We are coping with the decaying husbandarchy being on its deathbed, which can only conceive of an equally degenerate matriarchy. This explains our attachment to these two systems that were previously alive and that are now through us risen from the dead. Redivivus, rechampi. 3. Moreover, we claim to understand living prehistory better than it knew itself, to the extent that we are fortunately discovering its two highly compatible components, masculine and feminine, the reverse is true, delivered from their mutual claim to hegemony, become two opposites modalities at parity, congeneric, at last assertively and substantially treated as complementary, and not just for fun, as some academics dare to tell us. This is easy as pie. The suitable community proclaims, deliberately and consistent with itself, the following. The new social basis consists of the free nuptials between two equal gendered communities, male, female, making up our working species. Finally, let us stress that the people isn't directly polarized like its basis is, and consequently, humankind isn't either. Indeed, the Church, WRC, the Bridge, Youth Veterans, and a good part of the 1001 societies are explicitly mixed, to top it all. It is out of the question that any woman must join the feminine party. It would be a shameful nonsense, condemning the organization itself, similar to the barbaric compulsory vote as Belgium, Turkey.